Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system, just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill the producer here as well as CJ. CJ, my dive student from days gone by, and is diving with me again. Here in a few weeks. Actually, Bill, you coming down for Bug Fest too? Is that the plan?
That is the plan. I gotta just make it work at this point.
Okay, so it is a plan. Whether it works is, well, that's pretty much how we operate every week here at Scuba. We always have a plan.
Right.
Very seldom it works.
I had said I was going to go.
Yeah.
But now I'm super busy at work, so I gotta make sure I can get the time off.
Okay. Well, you'll have to talk to the boss, see if he'll let you.
We'll see. We'll see how that flies.
Uh-huh. But, right. Yeah, we're talking about Bugfest, which is going to be July 29th. We're actually thinking that far in advance, which is kind of shocking. But, you know, here we are a week before the July 4th holiday. And, you know, there's been a lot of stuff. Well, you know, that's going to derail things. I'm taking off a week. Actually, I'm not really taking off. I'm going to report back on some possible snorkeling and diving options off the Alabama coast. So we'll see how that unfolds. But we got a lot to cover today. We'll talk a little bit more about Bugfest and how you can participate as well. A lot of stuff, you know, since last week's broadcast from the Long Beach Dive Show, the Scuba Show, had a great time. Go back and check the podcast if you didn't catch a live broadcast, because it was a fun, unique Scuba Radio broadcast, even a little more crazier than usual. For the left coast, I ran into a producer of a motion picture called Barracuda. I was like, hey, could this be the next Sharknado? She said, no, it's about a Barracuda car, Greg. And I got lectured accordingly by this Hollywood producer. However, she was a little bit nutty.
Will Don Johnson be in it?
No, but she knows the girl from Sharknado. What's her name? Tara Reid. When I brought up the Sharknado thing, and she said, oh, no, I know Tara Reid, but she's not in this one. And I'm like,
she admitted that?
Yeah.
Hey,
it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Knowing someone isn't a bad thing. Employing them is a bad thing.
Okay. Well, making that connection like, oh, no, I know her. Yeah, we're friends.
Maybe Tara Reid's an amazing actor. I guess we say actor these days.
Well,
actress.
She was dumbing down for that, you know, that
and,
B-movie
maybe
genre.
Just in
of
horrible scripts.
No, I don't think that's what. I think she probably dumbed down her acting skills to fit the B-movie kind of vibe they were going with Sharknado.
Oh, it was meta. So meta.
Actually, I don't even think it was a B-movie. I think it was a C.
It was a C-cup.
Could it?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Was it a movie or was it a made-for-TV cable thing?
Event.
It was a made-for-cable TV event.
One of the highest grossing made-for-cable TV events as well.
You know they're working on the second one right now.
They are, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You continue to celebrate in the decay of Western civilization all you want, mister.
Hey, that's what California's for, isn't it? No, I don't mean to alienate an entire state there. You know, look, here's the thing.
Southern California.
The people in California, the divers that we go out and we hang with, I love them to death. I got to say, though, they are definitely more colorful. The left coast crew of divers that we meet every year at the Scuba Show are a little bit off in a good way, a little twisted, more twisted than other parts of the country. It's kind of
there are places
it's
you
very
can
entertaining.
Go.
Let me put it that way.
There are places you can go where Bob Evans fits in.
Right. Exactly. I rest my case.
Do you think it's the kelp?
No, I think it's this, I believe, honestly, it's this new underwater UFO base they found just off the coast of Malibu.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Yeah, they just found this. It was on, look on the internet.
A UFO base.
A UFO, it's like 2 miles, you know, it's just off the shore, off of Malibu Beach.
Is it safe for you to be talking about this right now?
No. No, not at all. I'm totally...
You're very brave.
I'm a marked man.
You're
for
very
sure
brave.
Now. But if you look this up, it was released through, you know, official UFO conspiracy theory channels on the web.
And CJ, thank you very much for bringing that to us. CJ.
Yes.
Find CJ.
What?
And you thought you were just coming in to help today.
Oh, I'm the scapegoat. I got it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're the mark.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're the decoy.
I
we
said,
say in the biz.
I can show you this, but you can't talk about it.
Right.
So what do you do?
It's right off the coast of Malibu.
Blab it all over the air.
Right. But it's on the web. It looks like it'll be a great dive site. It might be a little on the deep side, but it's an underwater bunker for UFOs and, you know, terrestrial, you know, extraterrestrial activity. Go Google it. You'll find it. But anyway, it explains maybe why they're a little bit more colorful on the left coast. And I bring up the producer there from that movie, Barracuda. She was very entertaining, very interesting to talk to. But also, I caught up with Valentina.
Valentina!
Our left coast correspondent, Valentina, from back in the day. Now, Bill remembers her. We've had her on the air many times.
We have.
I haven't talked to her in the last, I don't know, year or two, I guess. I mean, I think I might have seen her last year. I usually see her every time at the show. This year, she was in fine form. And I didn't talk to her till after we did our broadcast, but I will bring you up to date a little bit on Valentina. She's now kind of, she hadn't been doing much diving last year or two, but she has got into ghost hunting. And let's just say it was very entertaining to hear her thing, but I can't talk about it too much because she was possessed. There was markings on her arm. She was scratched and, you know, there's a demon, the whole thing. And if I bring it up too much, I might invite him back into our whole thing. And we don't want to do that. So.
Get out.
So, I don't want to.
Quit it.
Get out.
You hear something? I don't want to sound like a skeptic. But
what?
So you're saying she's engaging in something that's a massive waste of time.
No. I'm saying that the folks on the left coast are a little on the, you know, more colorful side. Extremely, very, you know, extremely entertaining.
Very, very open-minded.
Yes. And let me say, you know, I am honestly not making fun. I really enjoy their company. It is extremely fun to hear these stories and talk to these folks. And then, you know, we work in some angles on diving as well.
How many times when you first got into that whole scene did you mm-hmm. utter this phrase? Come on, are you BSing me?
No, but that, you know, she picked that. She read my mind, maybe, you know, because she walked away after about a half hour of this. You know, but I had gotten her on it. You know, we got pictures of her in a mermaid tail, by the way, up on Facebook.
So far, you've mentioned aliens and ghost hunting
and mermaids.
Do you need?
That's what it's like.
Do you need
in California?
Are you exhausted?
Yeah, you know, an Ambien might be appropriate at least.
Wow.
I don't know. But, you know, it makes your travels that much more entertaining when you're hanging around entertaining folks like that. So it was a lot of fun. And we did talk about some of the diving out there. I met, you know, a lot of people were showing off new products. This guy came by and gave me this new little device. You know, one of the things that's... very popular right now. If you go to the dive shows, DEMA, any of the consumer shows or that kind of thing for divers, is how do you carry your cell phone, that kind of thing. And they're making all types of containers, you know, whether they're glass containers, airtight containers. This guy's come up with a new dry bag feature for your cell phone, but it's kind of unique. You can't see this, but you can hear it. That is a magnetic snap that you can put your cell phone in this little clear baggie, which is airtight, obviously. But the magnets on the snap are kind of unique because it keeps it from, you know, accidentally opening. The magnets keep it sealed, airtight. You don't have to worry
about
flooding.
That's very cool.
Which is very important because, you know, that's the problem with these things. If you get them down underwater or they leak or something, your equipment is ruined. So this guy is launching a new product called the Go Bag. You can check it out, gobag.com. The thing I have is for a cell phone, but they got supposedly it's rated down to 100 feet, which is definitely within the recreational limits. You take your cell phone down there and you can use it. Use the photo things on it. And, you know, there's other folks that are coming up with, bags that are, housings that actually turn your cell phone into a dive computer. So that's on the works as well. So a lot of cool stuff. GoBag.com. Check that out. We got more to talk about that. And much, much more next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
I'm not actually the diver, I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Oh, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, 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 when you twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, 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 let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just die.
That is the Scuba Cowboy. He is actually performing today at Bonterra Mines. And he's playing music. When I say performing, sometimes you have to explain because people get the wrong idea. You know, I don't know. They think he's, you know, the scuba cowboy, naked cowboy, that kind of thing. So he's playing his music at an event at Bonterra Mines. And, I think it's a treasure hunt kind of thing. But, we're going to try to connect with him. But he's underground, this Bonterra Mine place, which I've read about it many times before. I have not been there. I have been invited to come out and check this out. And I've heard from divers that have went out there and checked it out. It is on the cold water side, but it's very clear, like a quarry, like a spring that we'd have in Florida, for instance. Year round, they have the same type of thing there, and you can see some interesting formations and that kind of stuff.
Is anything live down there or no?
Well, mine stuff. like, you know, tools and
like
things.
Like those big mines they would have on Gilligan's Island?
Dwarves.
Yeah, exactly.
Diamonds.
There's seven dwarves, at least, I'm guessing.
Seven named dwarves and several maybe that are unnamed.
Could be. There's Sleepy. There's Scuba. There's...
Itchy.
Okay, maybe.
Rashy.
Could be. Could be. But the pictures look pretty cool. If you just do a Google search, Bonterra Mines, it is a location, I think. A lot of folks from like the Chicago area, Chicagoland area, go down there, and that's one of the quote-unquote local sites, even though I think it's a few hours away, drive time. That's where they will go sometimes, do some training, and maybe do a special dive there. So we'll get a report from Pup when he comes up back up from underground. And see if we can get him on the show today. If not, maybe we can talk to him next week on the big show. But he was out there on the left coast having a good old time.
He could be Pup the Scuba Miner.
Well, he might. He might get down there and find some gold. You know, do one of those gold rush type things. Now, you know, coming back from the left coast in California, I don't know. I was kind of in that TV Hollywood frame of mind. And actually, while I was out there, our buddy Walt DeMartini gave me a call on my cell phone, and actually it was right after the show, and I was in Vegas having a hamburger at Gordon Ramsay's new restaurant at Planet Hollywood, and I did hang with the chef. Two thumbs up, by the way, two fins up for burger.
I'm sorry,
at Planet Hollywood.
You know, make sure when you lift that name back up after you've dropped it that you lift with your legs, because you don't want to pull out your back dropping names like that, you worthless bastard.
Christine. Season chef winner of Hell's Kitchen number or 10, season 10 winner. Anyway, Walt calls me while I'm having lunch at Burger. And he says, Greg, you know, hey, have you checked out that new scuba show that's airing on the Weather Channel? And I'm like, what? Oh, you know, I did hear something about this. And he said it was catching hell. And I think I mentioned this a few months ago, maybe when they're in production or pre-production, I'd heard that there was something going on in the Gulf Coast and it was going to have some kind of scuba related thing going on, but it's not really a dive show. It's a fishing show. Ends up, I got back home. I saw two episodes. It is airing on the Weather Channel right now. And you can find it, you know, do a little DVR search and maybe you can find Catching Hell. Because it has no reference to diving whatsoever in the title or in the description, so you got to do a search on Catching Hell. But it's done by the folks that do Deadliest Catch on the Discovery Channel, and it's about these spear fishermen, commercial spear fishermen, that are going and catching fish in the middle grounds of the Gulf of Mexico. So I did watch a couple episodes, and I'll tell you, I was intrigued by it. I found it quite interesting, but it's a fishing show. It's not a dive show. You know, the one thing I was a little worried about, you know, going into it when I saw what they were doing, I was like, all right, this could be bad because they're going to go down, they're going to start spearing fish, and then they're going to fight with sharks, and then they're going to make the sharks look like these evil eating machines and play up that whole drama element of it, and it's going to turn into a big, you know, Charlie Foxtrot for the dive industry or for sharks in general. I didn't get that, at least from the two episodes that I watched, and I thought it was fairly interesting. And do you watch Deadliest Catch, CJ?
I've seen it. I'm not like a religious viewer, but I have seen it, yeah.
I mean, it's fun watching them catch those lobsters, and it's not really... Or
they
not
catch crabs. But go on.
And
I saw another show where they catch crabs, but that's on a different channel. And
that was a DVD, wasn't it?
Yeah, I have to watch it through the squiggly lines.
Interesting. Anyway, so you know this. I mean, Deadliest Catch is a good show, but it's really not so much about the fishing as it is about the drama between the people on the boats. Same kind of philosophy with this thing, Catching Hell. It's more about the crews. And actually, I saw one of the boat captains or managers or something is a guy that was actually on Bering Sea Gold. And so that whole production company does Bering Sea Gold, Deadliest Catch, and Catching Hell. It's done by the same thing. Now, the weird thing about this show, now, if you're a diver, I think you will appreciate it a little bit more, whether you're into spearfishing or not, because, you know, there's a lot of underwater footage and stuff like that, and they're wearing gear and taking all their stuff down, and you see them swimming around with sharks and spear and stuff and that kind of thing. But the interesting thing about it is that you know, you you find out about these locations and how they go, you know, how they go after these fish. What are they looking for? Is it the biggest fish always? Is that kind of, and they do try to get in a little bit more the conservation effort or elements of spear fishing. Not that, you know, they're, even though there is a little bit of that, hey, I'm going to beat you and catch as more fish than you. It, you know, they explain that, hey, look, this is very selective fishing. It's not necessarily bad for the environment. It's way better than going out and setting a drift line and that kind of thing. So, I don't know. You can take it for what it's worth. Does it sound like something you'd watch, Bill?
No, but it doesn't sound terrible.
Why not?
Why? Because I watch shows that are geared to a four-year-old. I watch Jake and the Neverland Pirates. I watch Octonauts. That's about, those are both underwater-themed shows, or at least water-themed shows. So I watch them, and that's where I get in all of my water-related television
now,
shows.
Now, why it airs...
Sophia doesn't go in the water at all, Princess Sophia.
Now, why it airs on the Weather Channel, though, is very confusing.
Because we don't know whether or not it's going to be a good show.
Maybe that's it. Or they didn't have room for it anywhere else. I don't know.
Uncalled for.
No, that was actually pretty good. I'll give you props.
I got an idea.
Yeah? What?
These guys, you know, that do the Deadliest Catch stuff,
mm-hmm.
they go in cold water. I got an idea. I got a better
Sometimes.
Idea for the show. I'll tell you.
Okay, after the break, CJ has a plan for a new show. Yes, we're going Hollywood right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close!
Call me, baby! Call me!
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
To catch up with Billy C from Scuba Nation today. He's talking about TV shows, Hollywood, that kind of thing. So that's coming up a little later on in the show. But CJ has a plan similar to Catching Hell, like this new spearfishing show that I just caught on the Weather Channel. What's your idea?
Well, yeah, you were talking about Deadliest Catch and
right.
shows like that. It's these guys got it
folks.
All wrong, man. They go up north in the super cold, super dangerous waters.
Who?
You know, Deadliest Catch.
Oh, right. They
They're
do.
Up in Alaska.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
Heck with that.
Heck with it.
Heck with it.
Yeah.
Throw it out the window.
Really?
No
why?
Good.
You don't like this.
I got something way better.
What are we going to do?
You and me and Bill.
Yeah.
We're going to go down tropical. Caribbean, like we
Ooh,
like, in the warm
yeah.
waters. Smooth waters.
Mm-hmm.
Calm waters.
Yeah.
Deep waters.
Right, okay.
And we're going to go out over the reefs. And we're going to film an adventure show about catching lionfish. And
okay.
we're going to do two things. We're going to rid the world of lionfish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least the East Coast, where they don't belong.
Okay.
We're going to rid the Caribbean and the
right.
Keys and
Caribbean,
all
yeah, sure.
of lionfish.
Mm-hmm.
And become rich and famous at the same time. Having a blast doing it.
Okay, well, that Billy...
Are you in or not?
Well,
are you in or out?
No, Billy and Mitch already do that on Scuba Nation. So
no, but they don't do it exclusively about hunting lionfish.
Well, okay, so it can only be lionfish. We can't go outside that box.
We need to
if
just
we
get
do
rid
this.
Of them. If we get rid of every last one on the East Coast, in the Gulf, and then through the Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
then we'll move on to something else.
We call the show Extirpation.
Sure.
I don't think that'll work. Just the name.
Think about it. You got great weather. You got great diving.
So the
and you're helping the world.
The Lionfish Slayers. Mm. We got to come up with a hook, a name for this
the
show.
Lion King Diver. Lionfish.
Okay. So this is
Topless
one of those.
Death.
It's a brainstorm.
This is one of those million-dollar ideas that will take about $2 million to be successful. Cost.
Nah. You got all the GoPro cameras.
Well, that's true. Okay, that's all we need is a GoPro, and we're good.
All right.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 333. If you pick up a shell underwater...
I thought I sent you away, cretin.
Not only will you hear the ocean, you may also experience excruciating pain from the hermit crab's claws that burrows its way into your ear canal.
You see how wonderful life can be?
In the ocean.
When you're maniacal.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Did you have any trouble finding the new studio, Nick?
No.
GPSs are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but I didn't need one.
What? Did you use the force?
No, I had directions. I knew where I was and where I was going.
Okay, so in other words, you employed good navigational skills.
Yes, I did, Greg, and they're not just for diving anymore.
But underwater navigation is a good skill to have.
It really is. And why is that?
So you don't get lost.
Exactly. Underwater navigation skills are so important, entire specialties are built on them.
So what are the benefits of being able to navigate underwater?
Shoot, what aren't the benefits? At least half a dozen come to mind almost immediately.
Prove it.
Being proficient in underwater navigation helps you relax and avoid confusion or disorientation. You'll know where you are, where you need to go, and where you are in relation to your exit point.
Okay, that's one.
It helps avoid long surface swims, unless, of course, that was part of the plan. Poor navigation skills can leave you surfacing far from the boat, and that's generally not ideal.
That's two.
It maximizes your dive plan. Knowing where you are allows you to do what you plan to do, so you don't spend half your bottom time guessing and searching.
Three.
It avoids buddy separation. If you both know where you're going and are able to navigate there, you're less likely to lose each other.
That's four.
It conserves air.
Okay, wait. Time out. You're reaching for this one. Navigation conserves air?
It's the relaxation thing again. Confidence in where you are helps you relax, which keeps you calm, which helps you breathe evenly and slowly.
All right, five. One more.
You don't get lost.
Shoot, I should have seen that one coming. Man, that was a half dozen.
I can give you more.
And I'd love to hear them. But how about giving our listeners some tips on how to navigate?
There are several methods you can use, like natural navigation. Before you even get in the water, take stock of the waves, currents, or any landmarks on shore. Once you're underwater, use what's around you to stay oriented. Note the direction of the current and take stock of coral formations or bottom composition. If you're diving a reef or a wall, keep it on one side of you for the first half of the dive and reverse it on the return.
Sounds easy enough.
Well, it is. Another option is to use the underwater pattern. Swim in a predetermined pattern like a square or rectangle instead of choosing random directions.
Been there, done that. I use a compass myself.
And they're a terrific navigation tool. Set a heading to follow on your way out and follow the reciprocal back in. There are lots of methods you can use and a lot to know about each one of them. The best thing you can do is to take a specialty course to learn the finer points and then practice what you've learned. Navigation is one of the most useful and safety-oriented skills you can have.
What's the point of diving the perfect site if you can't find it again? Good navigation skills always let divers know where they are, where they need to be, and where they want to go once more. Don't spend your time swimming in circles muttering, "I swear this was around here somewhere." Get yourself some training in underwater navigation. Practice and be the diver everyone else asks for directions. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Whether it's TV shows, radio shows, or what, you know, we're going to come up with something. And we're going to talk to Billy C. from Scuba Nation here in just a bit. But first, we got Big Wave Dave. He's in San Diego at the San Diego Boat Show, I believe.
Yes, I am. And you should really correct yourself. It's
sunny San Diego because sunny. This is gorgeous weather.
Okay, well, it's always sunny in Southern California, isn't it? I mean, that's
you got that right.
Yeah,
no humidity today, just a perfect day.
Very nice. And you're there with the Be a Diver pool, having people jump in the water and giving them a little taste of scuba for the afternoon. Is that the deal? Some of these boaters there, Dave, or what?
You got it right. I mean, if you own a boat, you need to dive because you may have to. Get your anchor line up. You may get your prop fouled, so it might not be a scuba diver. So we've been turning people on the last 3 days at scuba.
Yes. Now, Dave, I was out in, I wasn't in San Diego, but I was in Long Beach a couple weeks ago for the scuba show. And, you know, we've been talking a little bit about how the left coast divers that I've come across definitely are more entertaining than in other parts of the country. And I mean that in an affectionate, in a positive light, not in a like, hey, you're dogging these folks in California. They're just a little more unique. I mean, they're colorful. Do you get that vibe?
Loco.
Okay, maybe.
Well, they're all friendly divers out here, and they're all put up a little bit of, I guess they don't have the warm tropical water. They got to deal with the colder water, so they have to have a good idea about what's fun about.
Okay, so all that that low humidity and sunshine is kind of, went to their heads or something. I don't know what the heck is going on out there. But
they're just in the diving. Heck, all our staff, before they started today here at 11 o'clock, they were out there beach diving at 7:30. So they're all into diving there.
So they're a little twisted, a little nutty, and fit into the dive community quite well because of it. So they just fit better. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we're not crazy enough. Out here Florida and in other parts of the country. Maybe that's what it is. But the people there at the boat show, they're seeing you set up with the pool there. Are you outside by some at a marina area there for the boat show or what? Or is it inside of the convention center?
This is a giant park area. They went and put floating docks in the last week.
Yeah.
And it's basically a long park area, and we're in the middle of it, and it's beautiful outside, and just people are walking by and enjoying diving.
Yes. Now, are you got some little some toys in the pool for people to play with? I know the guy that we were mentioned earlier with the go bag, he already came by and said hi to you, huh? He's there at the event.
Yeah, he said you're one of his best buddies. Now, we got some torpedoes in the pool, some cameras. We're taking underwater photos.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, we're best buddies. He said hi to me once, and that's all it takes. Yeah, no, but yeah, that's a cool little product. But you got that. What else you got in the pool? People can get their picture taken while they're on scuba in the Be a Diver pool, too? Are you doing that kind of shtick as well, or what?
Yeah. Everybody gets in the pool, gets a picture taken. You go to our Facebook page and get download that for free.
Very nice. And then you got some scooters and things like that, gear for them to play with? Or
yeah, scooters, you got torpedoes to play with, and just everybody just wanting to breathe and finding out how easy it is and signing up for class.
Very nice. All right, Dave, where are you off to next? You're there this weekend, and then where are you going?
Well, I head back to the East Coast, stop at home for a few days, and then go out to New York for a Wounded Warrior event. And then, hey, guess what? I'll be at MetLife Stadium where the Jets and Giants field play, and I'm going to be on the goal line.
You're going to be on the goal line watching the game. Very cool.
No, not watching the game with the pool, turning people on to diving.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not football
season.
Pool
will be on the goal line.
It's not football season.
Well,
we're outside
of
the realm of football season, Greg.
Spring training or something
training,
like that.
It's training season, maybe if I need a couple of big guys to move it, I can call them in.
No, they could. The summer league. They don't have a summer league up there. No, nothing.
No.
Yeah, they should.
Training
you ever
season.
Heard of Eli Manning.
Training camp.
Ooh. Yeah. What's that, Dave?
Training camp.
Training camp. Exactly. See, they're having training camp there. In your face, losers.
Omaha.
Don't bring any kind of racial type of comments into the show already, will you? Jeez. All right. Well, Dave, thank you so much, buddy.
Wrong brother.
BeADiver.com. Go there, follow Dave and the Be a Diver pool, and you can catch up with him soon. Enjoy yourself in San Diego, my friend.
Will do. I'm loving the sun. Take it easy.
All right, there you go. Big wave, Dave. He's a fun guy.
You know, San Diego is Spanish for a whale part.
Really?
No, I'm not 100% sure that that's accurate.
No, it is.
Hmm.
We can agree to disagree.
I think we'll continue.
Is that what the missus calls it?
No, it's just common knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Not so common in this case.
Yeah, fair enough.
Carnal knowledge.
All right, like I said, we're going to connect with Billy C. from Scuba Nation. That is the plan here, hopefully, in the next segment. There's some videos going on that have been you know, going viral throughout the through the web. We're going to talk about those here in just a bit. Catherine the Great White Shark, literally last night, 9:40, I believe, p.m., has been pinged, you know, on that tracking of that great white shark, Catherine. So, you know, which brings me back to that show, Catching Hell. Now, you bring Catherine into the storyline of the spear fisherman in the Middle Grounds, which, by the way, ping. She was pinged right around there.
Ping.
In the same exact ping. Area where they're doing their spear ping. Fishing show. Now ping. You got a drama.
Ping. Is that and where the got, UFO is?
Ping. No, that's off the coast of Malibu, California.
Ping.
Yeah. So, yeah, every time the Catherine comes to the surface, she can get pinged from the satellite tracker that she's carrying. And evidently she was pinged last night right there in the Middle Grounds in the Gulf of Mexico, which was a surprise because they don't expect great whites there at this time of year. Water's too warm. So they thought. So she's bucking the rule of thought.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. Buzz each time I dive in.
Okay, well, we've been trying to get a hold of Billy, but we're not having much luck at the
actually,
moment.
We're having some luck.
We are having some.
We're going to have him in the next segment.
Okay.
He's going to be available in 5 minutes. So, yeah, next
right.
hour.
We'll All right, have. No worries. We'll get a Billy C there from Scuba Nation. All right, in the meantime, then, let's talk about some of these videos that popped up on my radar once I got back from Long Beach. So, you know, one of them is actually another left coast, I don't want to say loon. No. She's actually very beautiful, very smart girl.
Faith
done some
won.
Amazing.
It's Faith.
Huh?
It's Faith.
No.
It's a Faith.
No. Faith was actually, while we were on the left coast, she made sure to leave the state.
Yeah, she was at the Grand Canyon.
Yes, you saw that on Facebook as well.
I saw that
well,
too, and
huh?
I said, Faith, way to leave town for the Long Beach Boat Show.
She planned accordingly, as most people in the know do. Anyway, so, no, it wasn't Faith. What I'm talking about is Hannah Mermaid, who Hannah is a beautiful girl. And if you do a little Google search on Hannah Mermaid, she's done some amazing videos. And she's actually a professional mermaid in Hollywood and done commercials, done movie stuff, and a lot of modeling stuff. She's, you know, she's very eclectic, very artistic in her mermaiding abilities. And you know, you can see a lot of this stuff online. And I guess her latest video, she's not necessarily a mermaid, but she's dressed up in a full body art or something, diving with sharks. And it looked like this was shot in the Bahamas. Matter of fact, I think my buddy Jimmy Abernathy was a part of the production. And they put this video together of her free diving or just standing on the bottom of the ocean, swimming amongst bull sharks, tiger sharks. I don't know if there were hammerheads in there, but it was probably around Tiger Beach, is my guess, where Jimmy does some of his diving. I'm assuming it's in that area. The water is very clear. But she's down there, and she's kind of, you know, the video's set up with this ethereal-type music, and it kind of looks like she's doing a dance with these sharks swimming around her. It's a unique video in that sense. And, you know, I kind of wonder, I do wonder if she has, I mean, what the point of this one is? I mean, I think the message is to show that the sharks aren't eating her. And that is one of the main messages of the video. And you see some of the comments and see they won't eat you. And at one point, she even, I think, touches one of the tiger sharks' noses and kind of says, hey, how you doing kind of thing. And there's even some comments online that I saw that people think it's fake. Now, I know it's not fake, just because I know how they've done this stuff before, and you know, I recognize the dive site for that matter. So, and I know it can be done. I guess the question for me when I watch the video is why? I'm not sure that it's necessarily showing that the sharks aren't going to eat you when you're standing around in a, I don't know, skin tight bodysuit.
Maybe it's the music. Maybe the music chills them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Music calms the savage beach. We do have a caller who has a question about your trip to the West Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
Faith is on
the
line.
It's not Faith.
It's not Faith.
It's not Faith. It is...
Who?
Crockett.
Crockett is on Scuba Radio.
I waited until you pulled him up before I said his name.
Yes.
So you wouldn't just hang up on him by mistake.
I would never do that. What's up, Crockett? What's up, man? You weren't at the Scuba Show. Were you?
You were out on the left coast, you said, and I was wondering if you had wandered your way back out to Casino Point to actually get in the water.
Ah, you know, well, we ended up going to Vegas. That was the thing. You know, honestly, what happened is, well, if you listen to the show from last week, I talked to Dr. Bill, who's very familiar with the diving there off Casino Point in Catalina Island. And
he did such a good job describing it, you felt you didn't even need to go.
Well,
because he had done such a great job telling you what the diving was like, there was no reason to go.
Well, no, you'll enjoy
it. Like the exact
opposite
of what
this.
The show is like.
You will appreciate this, though, because when I got out there and I saw Dr. Bill at the Scuba Show on Saturday morning, he came up to me and he said, oh, so we're going to Catalina Island on Monday. I'm like, what? I had talked to Pete at Scuba Board the week before.
Right.
And he had said, hey, I'll hook you up with Dr. Bill. We'll go do this and all this stuff. And then I never heard from him. Gotcha. And so I had a commitment in Las Vegas with a radio station that wants to pick up the radio show. So they said, could you come out and have a little chat with us? And I'm like, okay, I got to go to Vegas. All right, I got to go to Vegas. So I had to you know, do a little meet and greet thing, little schmooze. But I did talk to... you know, Bill, about going back out there next year. And so we're going to plan accordingly. Maybe next year you can come. Bill and Bill.
That'd
it could
nice.
Happen. Bill and Dr. Bill.
I just think it's cool that you dove with Dr. Phil.
No, it's Bill. His name's Bill, not Phil.
His name is Bill? Dr. Yeah. Bill Phil?
No.
The guy on TV?
No.
Not Dr. That. Phil?
No, not that guy. This guy's Dr. Bill. It's It could be Dr.
But
Phil's
his first
brother.
Name is Bill.
His first name is Bill. And they call him Dr. Bill.
So why do they call him Dr. Phil on his show?
Because he has a different kind of name. Totally. Starts with a different consonant and the whole thing.
A different continent?
Something, I don't know.
No time for geography.
Yes. He's in Catalina Island. That's all I know. So he was friends with that producer.
Wait a second, Dr. Phil was on Catalina Island? And
yeah,
you
he was on a break from taping his show, Dr. Phil.
No, there was no break.
So he was doing live shows
from
Catalina.
Yeah, that's why he's based in California.
Wow.
That gives him nonstop material. All right, I have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
Did he give you any advice?
To leave. That's what he suggested. So
I can see that.
Yeah, it happens pretty often when it comes to our crew.
All
right, hour two is on deck. Stay close. We're just getting started on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.